yes.
on TV and also in animation before.
Yeah.
In comics, I mean, what was your basis? Was it to find the middle ground to create a new look for the character?
Not for Constantine. I mean, that character is so well described from the get-go with his original look, you know, and it's not something that needs to be updated. It's archetypal, like, you know, sort of charming, roguish, disheveled rogue character. Some things, you know, you don't, if it ain't broke, kind of thing. So he's always been, he's one of those characters where it's almost a one-to-one from what is on the comic book page, which is why I think, you know, with Matt Ryan's portrayal in the live action stuff, I mean, they nailed it. And so I didn't feel like I needed to take any liberties or any particular creative license. A huge part of my job is taking the work of other creators, other artists, and interpreting it or updating it for, you know, a different context or a different narrative. And that's fun, and I enjoy that. But I also, I don't do it just for the sake of doing it. I always do it with a purpose, and with this character, it's, there's no need. Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's just a matter of the guys that did the TV show, the guys that did the live action, they looked at all the same source material that I would look at for it, and they felt, I imagine they felt the same way, like, this totally is, some stuff in comics, there's a range, some stuff doesn't work for live action, right, and, you know, you have to take liberties to put it into a new medium, but this is a dude in a trench coat, you know what I mean, so it's like, you don't have to change that, you know? If you were to set him in a different time period or something like that. But it's kind of a classic, like, you know, look. So it doesn't, it's something that's, you know, been, seemed contemporary, whether it's from now or, you know, 30 years ago when the character was created. And you could, you know, there's such a noirish aspect to it. It could even be from 50 years before that. Or in the future, like Blade Runner, you know? But I guess Blade Runner is... like, the original Blade Runner would be like now or whatever. Yes. Anyway. But yeah, it's you know, I didn't... so I don't try to do a one-to-one, unless I have to, of like, let's say an actor, right? Like, I didn't look... like, I had Matt's set photos, but I wasn't trying to draw his face, per se. You know what I mean? And in fact, when we introduced the character in Justice League Dark, it wasn't necessarily part of that CW universe. But then it was just, he was our voice talent, and he was doing the CW. So it just made total sense to keep it consistent. But yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun to draw that character and characters like that, because, you know, I do a lot of capes and tights. And I think it's fun to do characters that are more grounded in their surface presentation, but then we can explore the fantastic because the world lends itself to that.
Is it smoking?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we got all the good...
is this R-rated?
This is R-rated, yeah. And when we originally did Justice League Dark, I drew him with a cigarette, you know? And then... But then because it was initially PG-13, they made us take the cigarette out. And get rid of any kind of like smoking related component, but then we finally got the R rating, and
that kind of leads me into my question, Phil, because really the whole DC animated universe has kind of a consistent look. Constantine traditionally with the stories, you know, Vertigo, Hellblazer,
yeah,
they're pushing the envelope. So
mm-hmm.
Was there anything other than cigarette, you know, where you were like, man, I want to do this, I want to push it farther, but it's got to be consistent with the kind of the tone of the overall line.
Stylistically, I don't think it necessarily needs to be pushed, because he's a character that needs to look like a real person. Where you push is in the monsters, the demons, the fantastic components, and then if you contrast that and balance it against like grounded, believable, normal humans, then you have a dynamic range. If everything is pushed, like if the look of John is pushed, then you got nowhere to go with the monsters. You know what I mean? You got nowhere to go with the supernatural. So you need the anchor for the audience to like frame it in a real, so the stakes are higher and you believe that world. You know what I mean? So I feel like the style that I was doing for the other stuff, it has a range. Like I can push fantastic characters and keep the normal, the like regular human types, you know, albeit magical, but you know, there's nothing about his outward appearance that should say that.
What do you have more fun working on, the crazy monsters or the down to earth?
It's absolutely more fun working on the monsters because there's less restrictions, but it requires more discipline to do stuff that's believable.
Right.
Like I always tell young artists, anybody can draw a robot or a ninja, but if you can make a bus driver interesting, then you're really good. You know what I mean? And so to me, it's like, if I didn't have discipline, or if I didn't realize like that's how I earn my monster points, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I gotta make John real. I gotta make Clark Kent real. I gotta make all these, like, sort of the grounded aspect of the world has to be believable, and it has to be compelling. You know, great artists can take something incredibly mundane and it'll be the most amazing thing you've ever seen. Like, you know, you think about like a guy like Alex Toth or John Buscema could draw a dude sitting in a chair smoking a cigarette, and it's the best thing that you've ever seen. Anybody can draw like the fantastic stuff. You know what I mean? That's my take.
So how far could you push the monsters?
Sky's the limit. Yeah, you can do anything, you know, tentacles, eyes, you know, demonic apparitions, push silhouettes. It's part of the reason why villains are more fun to work on in some ways than heroes. But it's fun isn't the right word. It just requires more discipline to do the other thing, which is always like it causes you to work harder. But if you got, you know, villains can be so many varied silhouettes, and you know what I mean, they're you don't, there's no limit to your imagination with that, because they can be anything. There's no wrong way. Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the disheveled kind of like roguish, you know, the Han Solo type, the kind of, you know, those are fun. So in that sense, he's a degree removed from something like, or a few degrees removed from something like let's say at the other end of the spectrum, you have Superman. I always say Superman is like one of the hardest characters to work on. A lot of people say he's boring or whatever. That's an excuse for lazy writing and lazy artists. You've got to be able to find that. You know, it's not the material that's bad. It's your imagination not, and your dedication not being up to the challenge. So
is it a challenge on monsters to know when to stop? Because like you said, you can keep going forever, right? I mean, artists struggle with that all the time.
I don't think you have to reel it in as much, but I have great collaborators, and if I go
too
off on a tangent, they'll reel me back in. We, you know, this is a team effort, so that's
with
part of it.
As opposed to like, you know, with the superheroes where you do kind of have like the comic reference. I mean, did you have like a reference that you would kind of go to?
I'm trying to remember back when we first created the model pack. It's been a while, but it was just about trying to create the most nightmarish, you know, ghastly sort of love, like almost Lovecraftian, you know, adding elements. Like I think we just had crazy components that we added. We almost created a little vocabulary. Like there was a dude with like, it was a monster with like an open mouth, and he had like a brain inside the mouth. You know what I mean? It was weird. We're just trying to go weird with it, you know, and not necessarily always like something that no one's seen before, but if you just go for some of the more darker components of what might be in your subconscious, you're going to find something. But yeah, there wasn't a specific direction, unless it was based on a specific cultural reference. Like we have like, you know, certain ghosts or entities that are from certain specific cultures. And then in those cases, then yeah, you look at that imagery.
So do some research.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. But I think for most of my job, I'm always gathering research and reference materials and creating mood boards where I just get a lot of imagery, most of it being interpretations of that character, but sometimes it's my own thing that I want to add from another medium, whether it's a a movie or games or anything like that. And with monsters characters and stuff like that, I think there's more intuitive, like what's scary to you, you know what I mean? And that'll be different depending on the artist's interpretation.
I've got to credit you. I recently saw Superman, Death of Superman.
Yeah.
And your Doomsday was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
That was one, I'd say, one of the top five movies DC animation.
Yeah, that one came together really nicely.
Last question.
That third act was bananas.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, the fight was out of control. So
wow, yeah, it was amazing what you guys did.
Yeah, really thank you.
So, you did the monsters for JLD, right?
Yes.
And you're doing the monsters in this one. So everyone is asking you how far you have to do the monsters now. Do you have bases for the monsters? Say you have a monster that's based on Justice and Dark, which is PG-13. You're bringing that same monster to rated R.
Yeah.
Constantine. How are you doing? Are you going to push it to try to pull the monster a little bit, or are you just going to...
Yeah, I feel like in that regard we weren't restricted for the PG-13 rating. Like it's more like sexual references or drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. They don't mind gore in PG-13, so we were allowed to do that. Anyway, thanks guys. Thank you.